Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Cast Blast podcast. I'm your host, James Kidder, joined by Lucas Welch. Today we got special guest Ricky Fenimore. How's it going, Ricky?
I'm good, Jamie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this morning we took Ricky out, or I did, Ricky and Evan Dennis, and lucky enough to have Ricky here this morning. Today is Wednesday, May 4th. Well, let's get into it.
Well, yeah, yesterday during ceramics class, Evan and I were talking about wanting to go turkey hunting at some point. Evan and I are no good at calling, so we asked Jamie if he would call for us, and he said yes, so we went and roosted some birds last night and woke up early this morning and sat for a while. We had some action. We had some birds gobbling in two different directions, it seemed, around us. Over in front of us to our left and behind us. We had an opportunity with a couple of jakes.
What? Real close.
A bigger bird that we knew was around there, which I probably wouldn't have done the same thing. I probably would have smoldered it when I saw it, but that's him. And then we're on our way back to the truck, and we saw the big tom we were after, and we went after that when we tried to get around it and call it in from the woods, but we weren't able to. I don't think it could hear us, and I don't think we were separating it from those hens anyways, calling it from the woods.
No, probably not. As many as he had, it would have been a tough job for any of us, I guess. But we almost had that one that was coming from across the road that seemed like he wanted to come over. And I'll be honest, I think I probably overcalled just a little bit too much on those guys. I was a little anxious trying to get it done.
Yeah.
I guess you'll have that. I don't think it messed them up too bad. They'll probably still be over there tomorrow.
At least they didn't shoot and just not find a bird like me.
Yeah, you want to tell us about yesterday, Lucas?
Not really, but I guess I can. I didn't get to roost the birds that night. I decided late night that I wanted to go out. And so I asked Jamie where those birds flew over, and so he showed me on the map and everything. And then I asked a guy that I work with where I should sit, so I went and sat where he told me I should sit. And then they wouldn't gobble to the owl call or anything like that, so I just kind of sat there patiently waiting for something to happen. And then coyotes, they started howling out quite a ways behind us, but that got him gobbling. Then I realized I was, like, right in front of him. And I thought either the coyotes were going to screw me over or sitting way too close to him was. And there was, like, two toms and three jakes right there. And the two toms, they flew over to another field. One of the jakes flew to the other side of the big field that I was sitting in. And then the two biggest jakes flew right there, but there was a bush right next to me. And there isn't really any other cover unless I went to the other side of the field. But that's where those jakes were roosted, so it's a good thing I didn't, because that was my original plan. Those jakes flew down right there. I switched so I could shoot left-handed if I had to, and they were coming in perfect. I was just trying to make the hen mad, get her coming in too, so then the jakes would follow. And they would have been like 10 yards in front of me, but then the hen cut out in front of me. Then they were like 70, 80 yards, and she, I guess, just decided she wanted to go out to the middle and eat. So they started heading out towards the middle, so I took the shot at one of the jakes, and he flopped, and I went running out to him. Then he flew, so I shot again, and he fell and weren't moving. So I started walking up to him, and then he took off running when I was about 100 yards away.
That's too bad. I had a bit of a different morning yesterday morning. I just across the way from you and managed to tag out on another nice tom, 18 pounds, and 8.5-inch beard. So I saw them all the day before. I was sitting there watching them. I wasn't going to go after them, and I saw where they went to bed, so I figured I'd give them a try. I went and hopped in the ground blind yesterday morning and was quiet in the ground blind for the most part, just trying not to scare the birds off. I wasn't exactly sure how close to the field edge they were roosted, so I just sat there. I'd set up a strut and tom decoy, the only thing I had put out yesterday morning, just to kind of entice them in a little bit closer, I guess. Finally, once they started gobbling on the roost, I just sat there and was quiet until I heard a hen. Whatever she did, I'd do, and mimicked her, got her all mad and whatnot.
finally, once they came down off the roost, there was probably 20 birds out there. As soon as I saw them come into sight, I had one tom, and the one that I ended up getting, he broke right off from the rest of them, strutting right up in. About 60 yards, I started to choke and overcalling just a little bit, so he kind of got a little hesitant and kind of stopped right there, and I figured that I was all set tagging out on a nice tom like that, so I let him have it and rolled him right there. But it was a first time solo hunt that's actually gone good, and I was lucky enough to get it all on video, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I shot about 2 minutes after you shot. I heard you shoot up there, and I was like, good, Jamie got one. And then I shot.
Yeah, I never even heard you shoot, honestly. I was a little excited. Not sure if you could hear me hooting and hollering. I was so excited sitting
there.
No,
I don't believe I heard that. Whistling.
Oh, I was all sorts of thrilled.
I feel like if I had a Jake decoy out there or something, those toms would have flown down right there and came for the Jake. Didn't want another bird in their flock there.
No, they may have, too. I don't know. This morning we tried again with another strut and tom decoy, and we had a hen come down fly. Landed right next to us. Once again, we weren't exactly sure where the birds were roosted. We just kind of saw the general direction that they went in, into the woods. She gave me a scare, too, because I was afraid she was going to stick right around and see us, but she went climbing into some thick brush and whatnot, so she was working her way up the field edge. And we had a couple jakes that came down in front of us, too. I was sitting there. I couldn't tell if they were jakes at first, so I thought it was another hen, and I was all scared, just trying to mimic whatever was going on. I kind of had to break free and do something different. I was going to try and stay quiet. But I heard some movement, some uncomfortable readjustment.
That was the most uncomfortable sitting ever that morning. That was terrible.
It really was. So I see one of the birds kind of move its head around, getting kind of scared. So I figured I had to do something to make it work. So I started calling just a little bit. And they stuck around for a good probably 30 minutes, honestly.
Yeah.
I was trying to get one of them to shoot, but neither of them wanted it. They were just looking for the tom. Couldn't find him.
I would have shot.
At least right then and there. But then we had a nice Jake. Oh, I say it's a Jake. I'm not too sure.
I would assume it was a Jake, but bright red head, and it was pretty big, so yeah, I would only.
It was pushing probably 18, I bet. Came yeah. From the other end of the field. Couldn't see a beard on it, though.
No, I could not see a beard on it.
No. Well, folks, it looks like that's all we got time for today. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Cast and Blast podcast. Catch you next time.